Famous songwriting teams used to put pencil to music paper in small offices at the Brill Building or find their voice while gigging around Liverpool. Today, they don't even have to live in the same time zone, and they can even inspire each other through 140 characters or less. Anytime you establish a world of your own. Veteran singer-songwriters Amy Mann and Ted Leo call LA and New York home, respectively, but they bonded over Twitter. And their followers got to watch as their mutual admiration blossomed into a partnership. Their combined talents are now known as The Both. And even you can't help me now. You can't help. You can't help me now. As writers, both Mann and Leo are known for their heavy subject matter. But every once in a while, on this album and on stage, another side shines through. They're both really funny. The first song they wrote together became a bizarre first video. It's about an encounter they had on a tour stop in Milwaukee. They'd stumbled upon that city's tribute to Arthur Fonzarelli, a statue locals call the Bronze Fonz.
First of all, of course, we were like, oh, we got to take a picture with it. But none of the pictures we took, they were all kind of horrifying, and we couldn't figure out why, so we became sort of obsessed with the Bronze Fonz.
Are you familiar with the Uncanny Valley?
No.
Concept. It's, you know, when something is almost too realistic, but like just shy in a way that is very creepy, like with a lot of kind of virtual reality images and robots and things like that.
Just off a little bit.
Yeah, just enough to make it deeply unsettling. And I think that this particular piece of public art captures that really well.
I started writing about this day that we had walked around and seen the Bronze Fonz, and also there was a big bronze duck, which was also bizarre because it was twice the size of a real duck, and we didn't understand why that was so big, but the Fonz is so small. And so kind of as a joke, I'd said these lyrics, and then we sort of became attached to them, so we made it into a real song.
Yeah, we had the discussion, can we keep these lyrics in, and I think we decided not only can we, but we must.
Let's get into your collaborative process here. Ted, you tend to write some pretty muscular songs. Amy, yours can be a little more delicate. I know I'm oversimplifying your work, but how did you go about finding a middle ground as you were writing the songs, as you were figuring out how to put this album together?
Well, we'd spent enough time with each other on the road, listening to each other's music, talking about it, getting inside each other's heads, that when we began to work together, there was a natural back and forth without either of us, you know, being required to push or pull, that, you know, hopefully met somewhere in the middle, not by consensus, but as, you know, as a truly kind of new thing of its own.
Yeah, it wasn't a strain. I mean, I made an effort to, when it was me coming up with sort of initial stems for songs, I made an effort to try to absorb a little of Ted's style and write a bit more in that manner. But it wasn't that it was necessarily outside of my style. It's just it's outside of my style of singing. That's the only problem. It's like I just can't really deliver a lot of energy or aggression in my vocal. But, you know, with this, it's fine because I have Ted to do that. The contract's a joke, but when you see smoke, you run toward the fire because you must. And they all called your name when the crash finally came and left you to pick up the dust. I saw you walking in silence down to the bridge, but nothing went over the side. So I guess to someone with your heritage, consent is implied, and it's true. No one else will do what you do. Volunteers of America, I'm calling you.
I'm speaking with Ted Leo and Amy Mann. Their first album together is coming out on Tuesday. It's called The Both. That's also the name of their band. I'm going to ask you each the same question. And Amy, tell me something on this album
that only Ted Leo could have written?
Well, No Sir to Me is a perfect example because the that's a song that the initial verse was an idea that I had come up with.
There's a shadow.
And then Ted takes it into a sort of chorusy bridge thing, which first of all is already really interesting form-wise, but harmonically takes it into a place that is so perfect and absolutely nothing that I would have ever thought of.
And it's fluid when it turns into steam, you walk through it. Even when you don't scream, you get to it. There's a way and there's no way. You won't make it there.
Where that chord progression goes, how it sort of climbs this weird hill of modulation and then modulates back down. It's so interesting and odd and perfect and sophisticated and sort of raw all at the same time. That is very Ted Leo to me.
All right, Ted, what's something that only Amy Mann could have written?
You know, I actually am also going to take No Sir as an example. I think, you know, as hearing Amy talk about it just then, realizing how that really illustrates, I think, what we do and how we work together, because what she just described of where I took the song, I would never have been able to do without the platform that she presented me of the kind of, you know, first couple of verses and chorus. I don't think I would have thought to write that kind of soulful, you know, 6-8 waltzy rock ballad and the spooky atmosphere that she lays out at the beginning of it is something that I love, and it actually remains kind of my favorite song on the album.
Work on your story, sir. Are you wearing her? Moon's gonna waver and change.
And I think this is an example of where I feel working with Amy actually pushes me to heights of my own that I have not achieved by myself, because there's no way I would have begun a song that way, let alone taken it, you know, where it went. And, you know, I have her obviously to thank for starting it.
That's Amy Mann and Ted Leo. Together they are The Both. Their first album, Together, comes out on Tuesday. But if you'd like to give it a listen, every track is at our website right now, as well as their Tiny Desk concert. That's at nprmusic.org. Ted, Amy, thank you so much. It's been fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And for Saturday, that's All Things Considered. From NPR West, I'm Tess Vigeland. Check out our weekly podcast. Look for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR app. And follow us on Twitter. We are at NPRWATC. Tomorrow we'll be talking about something called pay secrecy. A lot of employers say you can't talk with your coworkers about how much you get paid. Well, guess what? The law says otherwise.
Talking about your own and your coworkers' pay among yourselves, the employer is not allowed to simply declare that to be confidential information.
We'll have that story tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening and have a great Saturday night.
You know we're all in.